वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः।
Reading from the 10th canto, chapter 56, text number 28.
Yasyeshad utkalita rosha kataksha mokshair Vartmadishat kshubita nakrati mangalodbhihi सेतु कृत स्वयश उज्ज्वलित चलंका रक्ष शिरांसि भुवि पेतुरिषूक्षतानि। यस्येषदुत्कलित रोषकटाक्ष मोक्षैर् वर्त्मादिशक्षुभित नक्रति मंगलोद्भिः सेतु कृत स्वयश उज्ज्वलिता च लंका रक्षः शिरांसि भुवि पेतुरिषु क्षतानि। यस्येषदुत्कलित रोषकटाक्ष मोक्षैर् वर्त्मादिशत् क्षुभित नक्रति मिंगलोद्भिः सेतु कृत स्वयश उज्ज्वलिता च लंका रक्ष शिरांसि भुवि पेतुरिषु क्षतानि। सेतु कृत रक्षः शिरांसि भुवि पेतुरिषु क्षतानि। यस्येषदुत्कलित रोषकटाक्ष मोक्षैर् वर्त्मादिशत्क्षुभित चक्रति मिंगलोद्भिः सेतु कृत स्वयश उज्ज्वलिता च लंका रक्षः शिरांसि भुवि पेतुरिषु क्षतानि।
माताजी,
यस्य
whose Ishat slightly Utkalita manifested, Rosha from the anger, Kataksha of sidelong glances, Mokshahi because of the release, Vartma away, Adishat showed, Shubita agitated, Nakra in which the crocodiles, Timingilaha and huge Timingila fish, Abdihi the ocean, Setuhu a bridge, Kritaha made, Swa his own, Vyashaha fame, Ujvalita set ablaze, Cha and Lanka the city of Lanka, Rakshaha of the demon Ravan, Shiramsi the heads, Bhuvi to the ground, Petuhu fell, Ishu by whose arrows, Shatani cut off. Translation: you are he who impelled the ocean to give way when his sidelong glances, slightly manifesting his anger, disturbed the crocodiles and Timingla fish within the watery depths. You are he who built a great bridge to establish his fame, who burned down the city of Lanka, and whose arrows severed the heads of Ravan, which then fell to the ground. So there is no purport to this and coming nine verses. So I'll have to read the
Iti vijnata vijnanam raksha rajanam achyutaha vyajahar maharaja bhagavan devaki sutaha abhimpshyarar vindaksha paninasham karenatam kripaya paraya bhaktam mega gambhiraya gira.
Shukadeva Goswami continued, O King, Lord Krishna then addressed the king of the bears who had understood the truth. The lotus-eyed personality of Godhead, the son of Devaki, touched Jambavan with his hand, which bestows all blessings, and spoke to his devotee with sublime compassion, his grave voice deeply resounding like a cloud.
Mani hetoriha prapta vayam rikshapate bilam mithyabhishapam pamrijyan atmano mani namuna.
It is for this jewel, O Lord of the bears, that we have come to your cave. I intend to use the jewel to disprove the false accusations against me.
Ityuktaha swam duhittaram kanyam jambavatim muda arhanartham chamanina Krishna yopajaharaha.
Thus addressed Jambavan, happily honored Lord Krishna by offering him his maiden daughter Jambavati together with the jewel.
Adrishtva nirgamam shaurihi pravishtasya bilam janaha pratiksha dvadashahani dukhitaha swapuram yayuhu.
After Lord Shauri had entered the cave, the people of Dwarka who had accompanied him had waited 12 days without seeing him come out again. Finally, they had given up and returned to their city in great sorrow.
Nishamya Devaki Devi Rukmini Anakadundubihi Suhirdo Nyatayo Shochan Bilat Krishnam Manirgatam.
When Devaki, Rukmini Devi, Vasudev and Lord's other relatives and friends heard that he had not come out of the cave, they all lamented.
Satrajitam shapantaste dukhita dwarakaukasaha upatashtushchandrabhagam durgam krishnopalabdhaye.
Cursing Satrajit, the sorrowful residents of Dwarka approached the Durga's deity named Chandrabhaga and prayed to her for Krishna's return.
Tesham tu devi upasthanat pratya dishtashisha sacha pradurbha bhuva siddhartha sadaro harshayam harihi.
When the citizens had finished worshipping the demigoddess, she spoke to them in response, promising to grant their request. Just then Lord Krishna, who had achieved his purpose, appeared before them in the company of his new wife, filling them with joy.
Upalabhya Rishikesham mritam punar ivagatam sahapatnyamani gritvam swapatnyamani grivam sarve jatamahot savaha.
Seeing Lord Rishikesh return as if from death, accompanied by his new wife and wearing the Shamantak jewel on his neck, all the people were roused to jubilation. Purport. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Jambavant had placed the jewel on Lord's neck when he had presented his daughter in marriage.
Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yenam Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopheshtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagarajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vishya Kripa Sindhu Vevacha Padidanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
I know now that you are the life air and the sensory, mental and bodily strength of all living beings. You are Lord Vishnu, the original person, the supreme, all-powerful controller. Hare Krishna. So I beg the blessings of all the devotees so that I could speak something. Again, last Sunday was an amazing class by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, and he gave such elaborate purports to all the important themes of this wonderful pastimes. So there's really, I feel quite unqualified to speak, because mostly everything has been thoroughly covered and touched. But still, because the Srimad Bhagavatam is unlimited and therefore no human being or even a demigod can completely describe all the possible teachings of even one verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the glory of Srimad Bhagavatam. And therefore, for the pleasure of the devotees and for the pleasure of the Lord and for my own purification, I will try to shed some thoughts. So the episode here is that Jambavan, having wrestled with Lord Sri Krishna for 28 days continuously, he finally is now has concluded that this person whom I am wrestling with is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. There cannot be anybody else in this universe who is more powerful than me, save and except the Supreme Lord Sri Ramachandra. Because he was the gold medalist in wrestling. He was the top. And he knew it, that he was the strongest personality on earth. And therefore, that gave him an idea. When he couldn't win, despite 28 days without sleep, without rest, when he fought and wrestled, he could understand that no one else but the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Ramachandra, is now standing in front of me. He is my Lord, and he is reminded of his rasa, of his relationship with the Lord as a servant. Jambavan is an eternal associate of Lord Ram. And Lord Sri Krishna, being the fountainhead of all incarnations, all the incarnations appeared when Lord Krishna appeared, within the person of Lord Krishna. And therefore, Jambavan is able to recognize that aspect of the Lord as Lord Ramachandra. As it is explained, that Lord Ram is Purnavatar. Purno Narsimha Ramascha Shweta Dvipadhipo Harihi Vaikuntho Pitata Yajnyo Naranarayana Smritaha. So the Vedic literatures explain that Purno Narsimha Ramascha Shweta Dvipadhipo Harihi, that Narsimha, Rama and Harihi and Yajna, they are all Purna avatars. They complete. Then the Lord's form as Krishna has been described. Paripurnatamam Sakshad Shri Krishna Bhagavan Swayam Asankhya Brahma Andapatir Goloka Dhamni Rajati. That the Supreme Lord's form as Shri Krishna is the Paripurnatamam Sakshad Shri Krishna Bhagavan Swayam. And it is the most complete. So the 33 crore gods, above that is Vishnu, all the incarnations of the Lord, Kurma, Varaha, and then Ram, and Narasimha, and Yajna, and above everything else is Shri Krishna. You can see here. He is the source of all incarnations. And therefore, Jambavan is able to see that aspect. However, there is a difference. There is no difference between the incarnations in one sense, but there is a difference of the mellow. And in the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, we have the extremely good fortune of being connected with this aspect of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Sri Krishna, where the reciprocal relationships are at the top. Relationships with Lord Ram is in the mood of Aishwarya. And as the Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas have explained, that the mellows of the devotees of Sri Krishna is the highest, because it is the most sweetest, Because it is not tinged with Aishwarya. There is no Aishwarya in Krishna Leela, as there is in Lord Ramachandra's Leelas, as we have seen. And therefore that makes it very sweet. Because the Lord doesn't like that when somebody respects Him too much. Isn't it? Like when you meet somebody, if your friend comes home, say maybe for a lunch or something, and then you say, "Oh, good evening. Please come, please come. Please take a seat. Will you have some water? What can I get you?" And then your friend may think, "What's wrong? Why so many formalities?" So too many formalities and too much of respect can spoil the thing actually. It may be considered like an insult sometimes. That's why in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Parampara we are taught this, that the Lord says, Aishwarya Jnanete Sava Jagat Mishrit Aishwarya Shitile Prema Nahi Mora Prit. The whole world is worshipping the Lord in awe and reverence, but such kind of service is not pleasing to me. Aishwarya Jnanete Sava Jagat Mishrit Aishwarya Shitile Prema Nahi Mora Prit. It's not very endearing to me. Therefore, we're very fortunate that we are getting this opportunity to be connected with the Supreme Lord as Sri Krishna. And not only with Sri Krishna in Dasya Bhav, again with Sri Krishna there are different relationships, Shantya, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhurya. But the Madhurya relationship, that kind of mellow is being awarded to the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In our sampradaya, it is very amazing and we are blessed to have this opportunity. Here we can see Jamvant in that relationship of Dasya. And just as Lord Sri Krishna is the fountainhead of all the incarnations, similarly the name of Lord Sri Krishna is the principal name amongst all other names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why when Parvati asked Lord Shiva that the whole world is worshipping you, whom are you worshipping? You are sitting in Padmasan and you are having this Rudraksh Mala in your hand and you are chanting the names. Whose names are you chanting? And Lord Shiva, he says, Rama Rameti Rameti Rame Rame Mano Rame Sahasranama Vistulyam Rama Nama Varanane. Raya, I am chanting the name of Lord Ram. So all are chanting the name of Lord Shiva and Lord Shiva is chanting the name of Lord Ram. And in the Vedic literature it is said, Sahasranam nam punyanam trira vrityatu yat phalam eka vrityatu krishnasya name kam prayachati, that you take the 1,000 names of Lord Vishnu, that is equal to one name of Lord Rama. And you take three names of Lord Ram, three times you utter the name of Lord Ram and you get the benefit of chanting one name of Lord Krishna. So simply by chanting Krishna, we are getting the benefit of chanting the 1,000 names of Lord Vishnu. And then again, it is said, Krishna Chaitanyeti Nama Mukhya Mukhya Tamam Prabhu Sakradeva Uchcharya Sarva Nama Phalam Labhet. That simply by chanting Krishna Chaitanya, which is the principal of all principal names, one gets the benefit of chanting all the principal names of Lord Sri Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is again Lord Sri Krishna, who embodies all the incarnations of the Lord. So here we can see Jambavan is coming to that realization that this is none other than my worshipable Lord. So to understand the Lord, we need the grace of the Lord. Jambavan couldn't understand by seeing Him face to face. It's very difficult to understand the Lord. Because understanding the Lord is not like understanding any object. You do a research and you can just understand what it is. And even a material object cannot be understood. Even the scientists are trying to understand what is an atom, what is a proton, what is it. And they can go on and probably still find something smaller than a nucleus or smaller than an electron. Who knows? Can never even understand matter properly. Then how can you understand a person? How can you understand a living being? And then what to speak of understanding the Supreme Person? It is not possible. It's impossible. How can a glass of water contain all the water from the ocean? It's not possible. A glass is a small, tiny thing. How can it? It can be filled according to its capacity. So to understand the Lord, you need the grace of the Lord. And why is Jambavant not able to understand? He's a devotee. He himself is a devotee of the Lord. So why can't a devotee understand? So here it is explained. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains, and as Maharaj has already given the purport, that Jambavant had the desire to give pleasure to the Lord in Viryaras. He wanted to fight and he wanted to engage the Lord also in fight so that the Lord can enjoy. So the Lord covered his intelligence so that he can fight. Moreover, Jambavant had not attained satisfaction because he had fought in Ramalila and he had engaged in all this war with all the Rakshasas, and they were insignificant as compared to his own power, that he felt like he was not satisfied with that experience of fighting. So the Lord, in order to give him that satisfaction, he appeared. And he covered him up with his yoga maya potency and engaged him in that. So we can see from here this teaching, we can get unlimited teachings from every aspect of Srimad Bhagavatam, that how the devotees of the Lord can go to any extent in order to serve the Lord. As we have seen in the past, that how Jai Vijay, they had a desire to serve the Lord and engage the Lord in Viryaras so that they could give pleasure to the Lord. And thus, the Lord arranged for them to be cursed and go down to earth and become Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, Ravana, and Kumbhakarna, and Shishupala, Dantavakra, and then later on a bonus incarnation as Jagai Madhai. They themselves volunteered. As they were cursed by the Chatush Kumaras and they were falling down, Kumaras realized their mistake, and then they, out of compassion, they gave the option to Jayan Vijay that, I give you an option. You make a choice. 7 lives as devotees or 3 lives as demons. Jai Vijay thinking that, as devotees we will not be able to serve the Lord. Better to become demons. We can serve the Lord like that. And moreover, a demon's life will be quicker. 3 lives. Why to wait? We can't wait. Let's go back. Finish our work. Serve the Lord and then come back. So they went to the extent of becoming demons to engage the Lord and to serve Him in that way. What is the extent to which a devotee can go to serve the Lord? It's simply amazing. And here we can see Jambavant, his patience. Ever since Ramayana took place, he's there on earth. Thousands and thousands of years, he is the embodiment of this verse, Utsaya Nishchayat Dhairyat Tat Tat Karma Pravartanat. Dhairyat, what patience. To be reunited with the Lord after so many years. So, that is the idea. So the Lord has covered his intelligence. Because actually, in order to understand the Lord, there are 2 things required. What inhibits us from understanding the Lord? There are 2 barriers. There are 2 curtains. One is the Mahamaya and another is the Yogamaya. The Mahamaya potency is what we cover ourselves with. When the living entity desires to engage in sense gratification, then Mahamaya comes into play and covers his intelligence. It's like a man who is sleeping at 8 o'clock and the sun has risen, but his windows are closed, so he's not getting the sunlight. That's Mahamaya. He's chosen to be isolated And he's not getting the mercy of the Lord. He's not getting the darshan of the sun. Sun is like the Lord and he's like representing the living entity. When he wakes up at, maybe he sleeps and sleeps, he's very tired and he wakes up at 10 o'clock in the night and he opens the window to see the sun, then he'll not be able to see the sun. Because the sun is not there anymore. So now he's made the endeavor, he's opened the windows, but still the darshan is not there. He cannot see Surya Narayan because he will appear at his own sweet will, at his own sweet time. Or sometimes the sun may be there, but he's not able to see it because it's covered by the clouds. So like that, we choose to cover ourselves by our attachments. We are covered over by Mahamaya. Or the Lord may choose not to reveal himself, even though we are willing. We have given up sense gratification. We are very sincere. We are endeavoring. We are chanting. We are doing sadhana. Lifetimes after lifetimes, probably we may do sadhana, but still the Lord may not give his darshan. That's up to him. He's independent. And that's why in a devotee's life, as we can see here, Jamvant has waited so many years, thousands of years, in order to again get a glimpse of his Supreme Lord. So in order to be patient, in order to execute devotional service with the hope and the faith that the Lord will give his mercy, is what is a source of inspiration in the life of a devotee. Because when a devotee becomes impatient, and he thinks, oh, why is the Lord not giving his mercy? It is again a sign of controllership, where we are trying to control the Lord and force him to come to us, when actually he is supremely independent and he will give when he wants. So therefore, we see in this material world, when there is a delay, when there is a separation, it is a cause of great suffering. But in spiritual life, when there is separation, there is no suffering, there is ecstasy. When there is separation in the material world, it agitates a person, it makes one angry. Oh, why are you late? Oh, why is it so late? Why is it this? Why is it like that? It's anger, frustration. But in spiritual life, if there is a delay, if there is postponement, it increases. It increases the anticipation. It increases the bliss. And because, what is the difference? Because of this, that in material life, when there is separation, there is no hope of union. There is no guarantee of union. But in spiritual life, union is guaranteed. But we don't know when. We don't know. That is up to the Lord. But it is guaranteed. The Lord will give darshan. And therefore, separation is a source of great ecstasy. More than union, separation is a source of ecstasy. And that's what differentiates material separation from spiritual separation. So therefore we need both. We need our endeavors and we need the grace of the Lord. Both are required in order to get the mercy. And as we can see in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's description of Sarabhauma Bhattacharya, the great scholar. He was a priest of Jagannath temple. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at the age of 24, took sannyas, went to Shantipur, and then later on came to Jagannath Puri, along with Nityananda Prabhu, Jagadananda Pandit, Damodar Pandit, and other associates. He first came to Jagannath temple to take darshan of Lord Jagannath. As soon as he saw Lord Jagannath, he fainted in ecstasy. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, seeing that he has fainted, took him to his home. He could see that this sannyasi is not breathing. He was seeing that there is signs of ecstasy, and you could understand this is sattvic vikar, symptoms of transcendental ecstasy, which is supposed to be appearing in the body of eternally liberated souls, devotees of Krishna. And he was amazed and shocked to see that how such symptoms are being manifested in the body of a human being. He was simply amazed. There was no breath, there was no movement. So he took a swab of cloth and checked nostrils, and there was some breathing. So he concluded, yes, he is still living. After some time, Nityanand Prabhu, Jagadanand Pandit and all these, they came to the temple, they found that Mahaprabhu was not there. They understood that somebody told them that he was at Sarabhauma Bhattacharya's place. They all come there and they find Mahaprabhu. They find Gopinath Acharya, who was a brother-in-law of Sarabhauma Bhattacharya. And he takes them over there, and it pays sometimes to have some of your relatives as devotees, you see. So Sarabhauma Bhattacharya had Gopinath Acharya, who was a great devotee. Sarabhauma Bhattacharya was not a devotee by then. He was a monist, he was a Shankara follower, and therefore he was not a devotee. And Gopinath Acharya visited him and saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He recognized him, and Sarabhauma Bhattacharya inquired from Gopinath Acharya, who is this personality? Then he was told that he is Krishna Chaitanya. And all the devotees then were later on brought, and they chanted, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up. And Sarabhauma Bhattacharya was very happy to see. And asked this Mahaprabhu, where are you from? And asked Gopinath Acharya, who is this person? And he was told that he is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Krishna Chaitanya. He is a sannyasi and he originally hails from Navadvip. He is the son of Jagannath Mishra Shachi Mata. And Sarabhauma Bhattacharya was very pleased to hear that, oh, he is from Navadvip. Even he was from Navadvip. And his father was the classmate of Mahaprabhu's, Krishna Chaitanya's father-in-law. So there was some relationship. So Sarabhauma Bhattacharya was very pleased. He was elder to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore he felt a paternal affection for him, and he felt that he should protect him in some ways. And he saw that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so young, he was only 24 years old, and he was so attractive to look at. So he was worried that he may not be able to maintain his sannyas. He couldn't recognize him, that he is God. So he told, Gopinath Acharya, where is he taking sannyas from? And Gopinath Acharya said he has taken sannyas from the Bharati Sampradaya. So he said, oh, that's not a very high Sampradaya. I can give him sannyas in a higher Sampradaya. That will increase his prestige as a sannyasi. So Gopinath Acharya said, he is a supreme personality of Godhead. He doesn't need all these external formalities. They felt very bad. So Sarabhauma Bhattacharya at that time couldn't accept that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was God. How can he be God? So he told Gopinath Acharya that I respect you, but I cannot accept your statement, because we accept truth based on logical inference. Based on logic we accept. So then Gopinath Acharya dismantled his argument, saying that you cannot understand the truth based on logic. How can... I still remember when I was in college, my professor used to tell me, so many things in mathematics makes a lot of logical sense. But in practical, it doesn't make sense. For example, if you have, say, 100 people, and you can make a house in, say, 5 days or 10 days. You have, say, 100 people, you can make a house in 10 days. You may have 200 people who can make the house in 5 days. So then you can go on increasing the number of people on paper, and you can have the house being made in probably a second. Maybe 10,000 people can make a house in a second. But does it make sense? I mean, where will 1,000 people even stand? And by the time they lift the brick, it's gone. A second? How can you? So many things are possible through logic, but it is not practical, you see. Logic cannot explain reality. So therefore he used to tell us, mathematics is not everything in life. You know, don't put so much faith on mathematics. It's logic, and that's all. And there's a limit to it. So logic cannot come to the ultimate conclusion. It's not possible. That's why it is said, Tarko pratishtha shrutayo vibhinna nasa rishir jasya matir na bhinnam. Dharmasya tattvam nihitam ghayam mahajano yena gatha sapantaha. Tarko pratishtha, tarko apratishtha. Through logic and argument you cannot come to a conclusion. So, not through logic, it's not possible. So, what are you saying? In fact, then Gopinath Acharya explained to him from the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, Athapiti deva padam bhujadvaya prasad leshanugrihit evahi janati tattvam bhagavan mahimno nachanyame kopi chiran vichinman. So you cannot, through millions of lifetimes of mental speculation, come to the understanding of who the Supreme Lord is. It's not possible. But when you receive the grace of the Lord, then it is very much possible. And we can see then eventually Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he said, all right, so much for argument, but where is the direct evidence? Where is the direct evidence? So Gopinacharya explained, all right, I can give you evidence, and then he quoted the verses. Suvarnavarna hemango varangaschandanangadi sanyasakritshamakshanta nishtha shanti parayanaha. The Supreme Lord will incarnate in a golden form, in a very attractive form. That incarnation of the Lord will himself take sannyas, and he will be the embodiment of forgiveness, compassion and determination. And he quoted Krishna Varnam Dushakrishnam, and he quoted all those verses. And how Gargacharya again, then he quoted that the Supreme Lord appears in the different yugas in different colors, white, yellow, red, black. This is the yellow incarnation. Moreover, you, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, you can see clearly the symptoms of ecstasy manifested in his body, in his person, but still you cannot conclude that he is the Supreme Lord. This is a clear indication that you have not received the mercy of the Lord. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, all right, what you are saying is okay. I don't want to offend you, but I still cannot accept that he is God. Somehow, let's change the subject. And then when Mahaprabhu woke up, he said that you are young and you are a sannyasi. I will help you in maintaining your sannyas. You should be hearing Vedanta and I will explain to you. I will propound this philosophy to you. Why don't you come and hear? And he said, oh, you are the teacher of Vedanta. You are the preceptor. You are the teacher of all even sannyasis. Therefore, I will come and hear. And 8 days, Mahaprabhu humbly sat and he heard Srimad Vedanta Sutra explained by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya in a monastic fashion, in Shankara. This is the interpretation, which was impersonal interpretation. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refuted the argument. After 8 days, when he didn't speak anything, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told that 8 days I have spoken to you and you have not spoken a single word. What is it? Are you understanding or you're not understanding? What is it? And speak something. What are your thoughts? And Sarvabhauma and Mahaprabhu told him that I can understand the Vedanta Sutra as clear as sunlight during the midday sunshine. But your conclusions and your explanations are confusing the matters. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, after 8 days of explanation, when somebody tells you that, so, you know, after the Bhagavatam class, somebody says, Prabhuji, kya sula diya apne? Kya wahi cheez, wahi Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, wahi aap bolte rehte ho. Sometimes even our speakers can have some attachments. At least I do have. It's kind of discouraging. And after 8 days of putting so much effort in trying to explain Vedanta Sutra, and Mahaprabhu says something like this, he was like... So Mahaprabhu had a wonderful principle of preaching, you see. He was humble. He first heard Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explain. And then he made a point. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, appreciating his patience, then told Mahaprabhu, okay, if you know better, then you give me an explanation. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, when he heard the explanations, Atma Ramascha Munayo Nirgrantha Urukrame, so that verse was explained by Mahaprabhu in so many different ways. One word was explained in so many different ways that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was himself a great scholar, who was Brihaspati, incarnation of Brihaspati, he could understand that this person is non-different from Lord Shri Krishna. Jambavand, he could accept that Shri Krishna is his master. He had some pride in his strength. But when he was overpowered, he could understand that he is Supreme Lord. Sarvabhauma could understand that he is Sri Krishna because his intellectual capabilities are utterly dismantled by the Supreme Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then in order to grace him, the Supreme Lord manifested his Shadbhuj Roop and showed him his form as the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and Lord Ramachandra. Therefore, we can understand that the truth is revealed through grace and not simply through our own endeavors. So we can see that here Jambavan is coming to that realization by the grace of the Lord. In the next verse, it is explained, "You are the ultimate creator of all creators of the universe and of everything created. You are the underlying substance. You are the subduer of all subduers, the Supreme Lord and Super Soul of all souls. You are he who impelled the ocean to give way when his sidelong glances, slightly manifesting his anger, disturbed the crocodiles and Timingala fish within the watery depths. You are he who built a great bridge to establish his fame, who burned down the city of Lanka, and whose arrows severed the heads of Ravan, which then fell to the ground." So, these are the descriptions of the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra. There was one devotee who was worshipping Lord Ram. Eventually he switched over to worshipping Krishna. So the his ex-mates, Ram Bhaktas, asked him, "What was there in Sri Krishna that was attracting to you? What made you give up the service of Lord Ramachandra?" So he said that the sweetness that is there in Sri Krishna's flute playing is not there in the twanging of the bow of Lord Ramachandra. It's not as sweet. You know, it's much more sweeter. And like that. So such is the difference in the mellows of the different incarnations. "O King," Lord Krishna then addressed the king of the bears, who had understood the truth. The lotus-eyed personality of Godhead, the son of Devaki, touched Jambavan with his hand, which bestows all blessings, and spoke to his devotee with sublime compassion, his grave voice deeply resounding like a cloud. So now, Lord Sri Krishna is going to speak to Jambavant, and he touches his body and relieves him of all the pains. He was wrestling for 28 days, and he was being hammered and pummeled by Lord Sri Krishna's punches. So Lord Sri Krishna touches his body and heals him. Thus addressed, Jambavan happily honored Lord Krishna by offering him his maiden daughter. Jambavati, together with the jewel. So Jambavan then happily honored Lord Krishna and placed the that very precious Shyamantak jewel to Lord Shyam Sundar. Message is, if you want Shyam Sundar, you'll have to give Shyamantak jewel to him. What keeps us away from? We can see the difference between Satrajit, that he was attached to these possessions. And everybody, all the conditioned souls in this world, have Shyamantak jewels in their lives in different forms. For brahmacharis, probably it could be their phones, their laptops, the place where they sit to read in Sharanagati. These are all different Shyamantaka jewels, attachments. Shyamantaka jewel represents the attachments. Here we can see Jambavan is offering that. He has no attachment save and accept the pleasure of the Lord. One sannyasi was explaining that he was in Jagannath Puri. And Rath Yatra time, Jagannath's Rath had just stopped there. Thousands and lakhs of people around. And Maharaj had a new phone. Probably an iPhone or something, expensive, latest model, and made a call. He was right in front of Jagannath temple, Jagannath's Rath, and made a call, and after that he switched it off, put it in his pocket, and "Jai Jagannath," and greeted the Lord, and again put his hand into his pocket, and his phone was gone. And after that he felt, he couldn't focus. very difficult, you see, when you lose something of your, that you're so attached to. You know, I remember when I was in Tirupati during the temple inauguration, I was there, I was at the bookstall, and I lost my phone at that time, pickpocketed. And after that, I just don't remember what happened. All those functions and all. But I remember that episode when my pocket got flicked. Mind is so full of attachments. All these different forms of shamantaka jewels are there. You see. So we have to learn to give up our attachments. You know. And that is required. Somebody was telling the story that once one man was... He went to his colleague and he said... Yaar, mujhe koi respect nahi karta. I have donated my entire property to the spiritual organization after my death. Still nobody respects me. So then he said, you know, I feel, see, when you make a charity, first of all, you should not expect respect. That's one thing. But I really don't know why the reason people don't respect you, but I'll tell you a story. Once a pig asks the cow that, yeah, you also serve people, I also serve people. You give milk and you serve people, I give my flesh and I serve people. People eat pigs, yeah? You serve with your milk, I serve with my flesh. I give my life, I give my flesh and I serve people. But still people respect you more than me. Why? So the cow said, I really don't know, but I think it is because I serve while I live and you serve after you die. Something got to do with that probably. What is the harm in serving while you're living? What is the glory in serving after you die? Some people just give up their property. But that's really not giving, it's like taken away by force. Whether you like it or not, it's like taken away. So where's the glory in that? So in any case, all those things have to be given up. Why not give? So, shamantaka jewel represents actually our attachments. And for brahmachari, there could be attachments. For grihastha, there could be other attachments. There could be houses, there could be their cars, there could be their children, there could be their wives, there could be their husbands. Being attached in a material way, being attached in a spiritual way is different. Nothing wrong in being attached, but what is our consciousness? What is our understanding behind our attachments? And therefore, here Jamvan, we can see the difference. He's offering that most precious jewel, shamantaka jewel, he's offering to the Lord. Therefore, if we want Shyam Sundar, we should surrender the shamantaka jewel-like attachments of our life to the Lord and simply engage in His service. Then only we will get the Supreme Lord service and we can actually enter into devotional service through the chanting of His holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Naam Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasavigraha Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Abhinatvam Nama Namino. The real Chintamani, the real Shamantaka jewel is actually the Supreme Lord's holy names. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna.